Garden of Knowledge, Shir number 56. Let's continue our exploration of the second chapter of Bereishis, Pasuk 15, verse 15. And Hashem, God, took the man, placed him in the Garden of Eden, La Ovda or La Shomra, to cultivate it and to guard it. Where was man? Where did Hashem take man to place him? If he was created in the garden, how could he be placed in the garden? Because he was there already. Says the mystical Sefer, the Zohar explains that the taking is an appeal to a man's soul. This is not a geographic movement description here, but this is an appeal to the man's soul, an intellectual self, to separate itself from the four elements that he was created from, earth, air, water, and fire, which all have good and bad. This way he can cultivate, performing the positive commandments, and guard, refraining from the negative commandments. A person's task in life is to purify himself, for true wisdom depends on the level of a person's purification. A person's task is to purify himself to the extent that he becomes a worthy receptacle for the blessings that Hashem wants to give. Now we have to channel the power of the four basic elements. But how? Fire, arrogance, anger, and the desire for prestige and status come from the elements of fire. While striving for humility, one can channel the power of fire into enthusiasm for prayer, performing mitzvot, learning Torah, serving Hashem. So you can take that same desire and flip it into a positive sense. What about air? Air is idle speech, flattery, lies, and other forms of forbidden speech are derived from the element of air. By using speech predominantly for learning Torah and prayer, by exercising caution to hold back from speaking all the things that are forbidden for us to say, you purify the element of air. Water, that refers to love of pleasure, desire, coveting, jealousy. Charity and acts of loving kindness purify this element because it puts it onto the good side. And finally, earth. Sadness, laziness comes from this element. One corrects and purifies his element of earth by serving Hashem with joy and doing the utmost to be happy all the time. Once a person corrects his four foundational elements, his brain capacity is that much larger, and his emunah now becomes stronger. He will feel the pleasure of the Garden of Eden by serving Hashem with all his elements and all his faculties. Such an individual experiences no difficulty at all in doing what Hashem wants, but you feel the pleasure of every single mitzvah. So I think the first stage here is acknowledging. Now that's really, really important. To acknowledge that we are physical, but we also have a soul. To acknowledge the challenges of being a physical being, not to ignore them or hide from them, but accepting that as a physical being we are going to have challenges, but that it is possible to take the physical part of who we are and redirect it. So once we own the challenges that we have, we are then in a better place to redirect them into something positive. Have a very lovely day.